started with the story by saying that that there was a sefer that a guy put out, and he wrote in the hakdama to the sefer that you can't blame me for anything I get wrong in the sefer, because I was beaten up in the streets of New York once, so my whole brain is all messed up, but I'm putting out svarim anyway, so whatever I get wrong, it's because of the hooligans in New York beat the gesundheit out of me when I was whatever. So and then he said, and in that sefer the guy says that tea is not subject to bishul because it's not a food, and bishul is only on foods. So Shach said, obviously wrong, right? Meaning bishul is on non-foods also. It's in the Gemara, it's in the Rambam, it's in the Shul, right? Bishul is on non-foods also. But, and then he just said, you know, he said, yeah, but he's right that tea is not a food, but it would still be subject to bishul if it would change texture, if it would change from hard to soft or soft to hard, al yidei the chom. It just doesn't. And then, like, he left it there.
We're just saying, is there a defense for the Mishnah Berurah with the Imeg who hold that?
There must be. I mean, I guess you would assume that's something that is used as a food item, meaning it's used to flavor other things to be eaten, so that defines it as a food. You don't have to eat it for it to be a food, meaning it's used as a food product. I guess that's what you'd have to say. Anyway, okay, I wanted to start the sugya today of Hatmana. So Hatmana, if you really, meaning Hatmana could take us forever, because, you know, you have a whole parak called Bemetomnin, but we're not going to even go there. So let's start with why it is that there's Nisra Hatmana. This is the last piece of Bishul. Right? I don't think we have anything else to do in the area of Bishul after this. So this will be 2, maybe 3 shiurim, and by the end of the week we'll be done with Bishul, and then we should have a Bechina probably, like soon after. And we'll ignore the introductory shiurim, and we'll just do Bechina on Bishul. So I think that's going to be the plan. So already start thinking in your head about Chazara. But that's going to be the plan, and then the next Malacha we're going to do, any votes?
Borer.
I was thinking about maybe just do Mavir quickly, just because you did Bishul, how do you, you know, it goes together with Bishul. But Borer makes more sense, I guess. Borer is a much more...
Are we going to do, how are we prioritizing which Malachas we
need? I think the more common ones, I think those are the ones we're going to, you know, Shebati Nirin is not going to like be like higher, you know, like I think the more common ones. So in order to discuss Hatmana with any intelligence, we have to understand at least a little bit what's behind Hatmana. So we know that there are two types of Hatmana. There's Hatmana b'davra mosif hevel and Hatmana b'davra she'ena mosif hevel. And the basic rule is that Hatmana b'davra mosif hevel is aser even on Erev Shabbos, where Hatmana b'davra she'ena mosif hevel is only aser on Shabbos, but not on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara raises the most fundamental question in Perek Bama Madlikin. In Perek Bama Madlikin, the Gemara raises the most fundamental question, and that is, why? Why is Hatmana Asr? What do they see that they ask Hatmana? We know why she is Asr, because of Gzer Shem Yichad B'Gchalim. Hachzara, we had a Machlokas Rishon, Machlokas Aposkim, whether Hachzara is because of Shem Yichad or Machzikim Vashel. Why is Hatmana Asr? What would be the issue of Hatmana? So, considering that there are two Isurim of Hatmana, it's not surprising that the Gemara asks the Kasha twice. The Gemara says, why is Hatmana Asr B'davar Moshe Bevel and Erev Shabbos? And second, why is Hatmana Asr B'davar Shem of Evelon Shabbos? Those are two totally different things. They're different activities. They both happen to be Hatmana, but they're different activities. One, you're using something that's Mosef Hevel, and it's a different time, it's Erev Shabbos, and the other is something that's Eino Mosef Evelon Shabbos. So it stands to reason that the answers might not be the same answer. And a quick glance at the Gemara strongly implies that the answer is not the same answer, that there are different reasons that these two Isurim are Asur. So if you look in the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, at the two Daf, 3 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabim, Ma Amru, Ein Tovin B'davar She'ein Omos of Evel Mishchashecha. First we start with Hilchas Shabbos, meaning we'll go back to Hilchas Erev Shabbos later. First Hilchas Shabbos. And on Shabbos, why are you not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar She'ein Omos of Evel? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Shema Yartiach. It's a Gzeira lest Yartiach. Now, whenever you say Gzeira Shema, the next word is going to be a description of what? A gzeira shema that something's going to happen or that you're going to do something. Meaning when we have an issur d'rabbanan, this activity is asmi d'rabbanan, gzeira shema, so give me any issur d'rabbanan. Give me an issur d'rabbanan that's a gzeira shema. That's a gzeira that... What? Okay, take that. Shehiya. Gzeira Shema, Yichad V'Kholim. And what's Yichad V'Kholim? It means that's what you're going to do. That you're going to be Mechad V'Kholim, and that's going to be problematic. That you're going to be the one that actively is Mechad V'Kholim. You're not allowed to clap or dance or whatever, unless you've done it in certain shuls. Gzeira Shema, what? Yisakin klishir. What's Yisakin klishir? It's what you're going to do. That you're going to be Yisakin klishir. Right? We expect the next word to be a description of what you're going to do. So gzeira shema yartiach, simplest reading of the Gemara, you would imagine would mean that you're going to be martiach. That you're going to heat up the, or something. You're going to boil something up. So you can't do hatmana because we're afraid that if you do hatmana on Shabbos, with the davar she'eino mosif evel, you're going to be martiach something. What? Why does that make any sense? You're not even using the davar mosif evel. I'm not allowed to take a pot that's of cooked food and is still warm and wrap it in a towel on Shabbos itself. Gzeira, that I'm going to do what? I understand Shem Yechad B'Kholim when it comes to Shia. There are G'Kholim right there, so I might be Mechad B'Kholim. What's Yartiach? What am I going to be Yartiach? So if you look at Rashi, so Rashi writes, Mishcha Sheikha, Mishcha Sheikha, yeah, gzeira shema on the last line of that Rashi, three lines on the bottom of the page. Gzeira shema yimtzuk de rosu shenitztanina kishiyirtzu lahatmina viartichen etchil of nimtzum vashal b'shabbos. So Rashi says, it's exactly what you expect it to be. Yartiach is what you're going to do. It's a description of what you're going to do. What's going to happen? Why are you doing hatmana? You're doing hatmana because you want to maintain the heat of the pot. So you have this fully cooked food. You want it to stay warm for you for Shabbos. So you take this fully cooked food that you assume is warm, and you're going to wrap it in a towel now to maintain the warmth. But you know what you might discover? You might discover that as you're wrapping it in a towel to maintain the warmth, that there is no warmth to maintain, that it's already cold, that the pot has already cooled down entirely. And because of that, you're going to go and be martiach. You're going to go and do something that's not hatmana related at all. It's not that doing hatmana is a violation of this. It's that the kind of guy who does hatmana is likely to be someone who's concerned about the heat of his food, and when he discovers, or if he were to discover that his food is cold, he's then going to be martiach, he's then going to boil up water, and that's going to be a violation of mivashel. It's going to be a violation of dishlin.
Maybe skipping ahead, but you're saying that this sort of guy who's doing this, is that Mokok and the Ramal said that don't be ragel with this in one of the lovers of Hagman, he talks about that. He has a heter, but don't be ragel with it.
Isn't that in Sif Al with the Rishon about for the next day? And so I don't know if that's because of
no. Type of,
what's that? We'll get to that clue of the Rama. I don't think that the language I'm using over here is just to explain why it is that we just don't make a gzeira that no one's allowed to have cold food around their house because of gzeira shema. Meaning, it's talking about don't do this activity, even though this activity has nothing to do with cooking, because it's the kind of thing that when a person who's nervous about hot food, when there's a person who's nervous about hot food, he's likely to cook something up. It is interesting that Rashi says gzeira shema vashel b'shabbos, that the concern is that it's going to be bishul. Rashi l'chora could have said what? Havara? I'm going to light a fire in order to, or I'll raise a fire in order to heat it up. Rashi does not discuss that. He discusses mishum mevashel b'shabbos. So if I'm not mistaken, I didn't look it up, but if I'm not mistaken, the Rush points out that from this Rashi you see that Rashi holds yesh bishul achar bishul. Because obviously there's something that was already cooked, and Hatman applies even to something that's mevushel kol tzarcha, so certainly something that was already cooked. So he's assuming yesh bishul achar bishul, that you can still violate bishul, and it's a gzeira that you might come to be mavshul. But lechora could have just as easily said a gzeira that you'll come to be mavshul.
The moshul in the Gemara says shemay yirtiach, so it makes sense that the most partial explanation that Rashi could give would be directly to boil. It would be like one step removed to say, oh, shemay yirtiach means you might come to do havara so that you can boil.
Meaning yartiach sounds like a song about the food itself rather than the... Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, although in order to be martiach, obviously you're going to have a fire, so it makes it... Yeah.
That maybe indicate that Rashi holds Havara would be... Just taking this a step further, Rashi holds Havara is more of a law than a malacha, because why not just say Havara, you can say Fishol, because that holds the Nesra Skia as well.
If you assume that he's dafka avoiding havara, unless he's dafka wants to teach us a chiddush in either that diuk that yartiach applies more for bishul, or that he wants to teach us a chiddush of yesh bishul achar bishul, I don't know. Okay, so Rashi is gzeir shem yartiach. So I'm le abai yihachi ben hashmash is not minigzer. So why don't we make the same gzeir ben hashmash? After all, you might find that it's freezing cold and you're going to want to cook it up. I'm like, some kederos rosh will say, nah, ben hashmashos, everything's hot, nothing's cold ben hashmashos, so you're not going to come to heat it up. Then the Gemara says, v'amarava, mipnei ma'am ru'ein tom nebedavar ha-mosef hevel afil mibod yom. Separate shayla. Why is it that you're not allowed to do atman bedavar ha-mosef hevel on Erev Shabbos? Kzeiru shamiyat min bremetz, sheyesh b'gacheles. Because I'm afraid you're going to do hatmana with hot coals on Erev Shabbos. I can't let you do hatmana with the Dover Moshe Vevel on Erev Shabbos, because you might do hatmana with hot coals on Erev Shabbos. Says Gemara, what? I'm going to buy the Yatmin. Yeah, okay, so what? It's Erev Shabbos. You want to cook on Erev Shabbos? You're allowed to cook on Erev Shabbos. You can do anything on Erev Shabbos. What's the problem of being matmin with hot coals on Erev Shabbos? So, meaning, it's an odd, the whole Shakla Vatari is a little bit strange. Why am I not allowed to do Atmana? Because you might do Atmana. Meaning, the Abai is bothered. I'm asking about Atmana. Why can't you do Atmana? So granted, the Gemara was asking, why can't you do Atmana with anything that's Mosef Hevel? You know, hot sand is also Mosef Hevel. So Gemara says, no, because there are certain types of Dvarma Mosifim Hevel that you can, that have like fire associated with them, like hot coals. And we're afraid that you're going to, we can't let you do Hatmana with hot sand, because then you might come to do Hatmana also with hot coals. So says Gemara, I don't care if I do Hatmana with hot coals. What's wrong with doing Hatmana on Erev Shabbos? Gzeira shem yichad b'chol. So that sounds familiar already. Gzeira shem yichad b'chol. This Pashut reading is gzeira shem yichad b'chol, and you'll violate what? If you're mechad b'chol, havara. So Rashi, when he talks about hatmana on davar, hatmana on Shabbos, so he said the concern is going to be bishul. Over here, gzeira shem yichad b'chol, which simply sounds like it's going to be havara, but you look at Rashi. Gzeira shem yichata b'gchalim, misha chashecha. Meaning, why is it a gzeira that I'm being mechata b'gchalim? Just because on Erev Shabbos I put something in a davar most vevel means I'm being mechata b'gchalim. Sheyava levasha l'kadeira shlobush l'kol tzarcha. You might come to be mevashal the kadeira if you notice that it's not fully cooked. Meaning, if you are leaving something in a davar amos of hevel on Erev Shabbos, you're likely doing that because you need it to keep on cooking. Otherwise, you would just try to maintain its heat. But the fact that you're trying to add heat to it, it means that it probably needs more cooking. And if it probably needs more cooking, then we're going to make a gzeira that maybe on Friday night you're going to check on it and you see it's not cooked enough. And then you're going to cook it then. You're going to come to be mevashal it then. How are you going to be mevashal it? Well, the coals are right there, so you can start stoking the coals and you'll be mevashal it that way. And that will be a violation of both havara and bishul. And then Rashi says, and by the way, even if it's Mavushal called Tzarcho, that's also included in the Yisr, because once they're making a Gzeira, they're going to make the Gzeira all the way. Right? So they're going to make the Gzeira with a low plug. That even if it's Mavushal called Tzarcho, it's also included in the Yisr. Now, Gzeira Shem Yichata B'Kchalim sounds much, much more similar to Shehiya than the original, than the Yisr of On Shabbos, where it was a Gzeira Shema Yartiach, which is a little bit different than Shem Yichata B'Gchalim. But at the end of the day, there's no real difference, according to Rashi, between the two Gzeiros, in the sense that both of them are about the fact that you're going to want to cook something. It's just that on Erev, when it's on Shabbos itself, it might have cooled down, so you're going to cook it. And on Erev Shabbos, you might notice that it's not cooked enough. so you're going to cook it. So they're both about wanting to cook something, and they both involve probably a violation of both Bishul and a violation of Havara. What throws a little bit of a curveball into this sugya is the Shita of the Rif. If you look in the Rif on Daf Yudal Rambe's Bidape Rif, so the Rif writes, he quotes this Gemara. So first question that he has is not about Shabbos. It's about Erev Shabbos, meaning he reverses the order. That the Gemara first asks about doing Atman B'davar Mosef Evel on Erev Shabbos. Mivod Yom. And the answer is on Erev Shabbos, Gzeir Shami Artiach. Ooh, so that's very different. It's the opposite. I mean, we had Gzeir Shami Artiach when it came to doing Hatmana on Shabbos with an Eino Mosef Hevel. The Rif has a girsa that when it comes to doing Hatmana on Erev Shabbos with the Dabra Mosef Hevel, then why is that Aser? Shami Artiach. Now, what did Shami Artiach mean according to Rashi? According to Rashi, Shami Artiach meant that I'm going to be martiach. I'm going to boil something up. Well, is that a concern? So says the Rif. Pirish haditnam bemetom meintom neintom lo berevsov zevlo melch lo besivlo bechol vani kulu davar mosvevel ninhu veintom nebimbot yom gzera shami artiach. Says the Ran, what does he mean by that gzera shami artiach? So the Ran writes, kolomar im natir litmon bedavar mosvevel nebimbot yom Shema tartiach hakedera b'Shabbos v'itzarech l'galosa ad shetanuach haraticha v'yachsu v'yichasu b'Shabbos. Unbelievable, says the Ran. Gzeirah Shem Yartiach is not what I might come to do. Gzeirah Shem Yartiach is what might happen on its own. And what's going to be so bad if it gets so hot? If it's Yartiach, if the pot gets so hot, I'm b'matmin davar mosvevel in Erev Shabbos, and it's going to keep pumping heat into the pot, so the pot's going to be boiling hot. So what? What's wrong with the boiling hot pot? I'm going to take it off the fire. And once I take it off the fire, it's going to cool down. And it may cool down quicker than I expect it to cool down. And if it cools down too much, then I'm going to go back and I'm going to cook it again. Then I'm going to go back and I'm going to put it back on the fire. And that will be a violation of being Tomei B'davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos. And that I'm not allowed to do. And interestingly, neither the Ran nor the Rambam, who holds like this riff and who says the same thing, says what the problem with that is. Right? Meaning they just say, oh, you know why you're not allowed to be matmin b'davar HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos? Because it's going to get really hot, you're going to take it off, it's going to cool down, like it's yo-yoing back and forth. It's going to get really hot, you're going to take it off, it's going to cool down, and then when it cools down, you're going to want to heat it up again, so you're going to be matmin b'davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos. And why? And if I'm matmin b'davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos, what am I doing? What am I doing? What malach am I doing? For some reason, they don't mention anything. They don't mention what malach you're doing. It could be anything. It could be Bishul, it could be Havara, right? But it doesn't say it.
Take it off the fire, or are you going to take off the cover and...
Right, meaning, well, if I see that it's getting too hot, right, so I'll be megala. So whatever that means, I'll unhatmana it, which we'll have to see how, you know, Machlokes Rashi tells us what that means. But I'll undo the hatmana, and then I'll redo the hatmana when it cools down.
That might impact what malach did, I'm saying.
In terms of Havara versus Bishul, you said.
Would it? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure that it would. Not sure that it would. So that's stage one of the Gemara. So stage one of the Gemara is about Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, not about Hatmana on Shabbos. And that's where the Gemara answers Shami Artiach. And then the Rif has Vaiter, Amar Rabba, he has Rabba instead of Rabba, Mibrema Amrein Tom Dover Shein Mosef Hevel Mishcha Sheikha. Why can't you do Hatmana with Dover Shein Mosef Hevel on Shabbos? Pirushkom, Paris, Ksoskom, Kion, Loitir, Chasben, El Mibod Yom, Inami Sabak Sheikh, Sabakhein, Chashek, etc. So that's where he has Gzeira Shemi Yatmin Beremetz Vasiluchli Bechalim. That's where we say Shemi Yichad Bechalim. That if it's a Dover She'eino Mosef Hevel on Shabbos, then I'm worried Shemi Yichad Bechalim. That's the and if you look in the Ran over there, Amar Rabbi Ma Amrein Tom Dover She'eino Mosef Mishchashek Gzeira Shemi Yatmin Beremetz Pirush Jeremetz Dover She'eino Mosef Hu. It's a gezeira that you might be matmin beremetz, because remetz is an example of something that's not mosif hevel, and then because it's not being mosif enough hevel, you're going to be mechat, because it's, you're using a davar shein mosif hevel, you're going to be mechat b'gechalim, because you're going to want it to get hotter. What? So the Ran says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Remetz is Eino Mosef Hevel? We're talking about hot coals over here. How do you call that a Dovash Eino Mosef Hevel? He says, Vizeu Shekosha Begirsa Zu. This is the problem with this Girsa. Tevade Remetz Dovara Mosefu. Levichach Niris Yosu Girsas Rashi. Remetz is a Dovara Mosef Hevel. What do you mean? Exer Shem Yatman Beremetz. Unless you want to say according to this Girsa, you know why you can't be Matman Bedovash Eino Mosef Hevel? Exer Shem Yatman Beremetz. Lest you come to be matman with the davar that is Mosef Hevel. But that doesn't work either. Because then what's the Gemara's next kasha when the Gemara says Zer Shem Yatman Bremetz? What's the Gemara's kasha right after the line Zer Shem Yatman Bremetz? The Yatman! Go ahead! Do it! Well, if we're talking about davar Mosef Hevel, then no, I don't want to go ahead and do it. I mean, that would be bad if I would go ahead and do it. We're talking about that it's on Shabbos. Unless the Rif doesn't have that whole line either, where it says V'yatmin. Because you'll notice, when the Rif says Gzer Shem Yatmin Remetz, he says, Gzer Shem Yatmin Remetz, Vasi L'chvei Ben Chalim, like one phrase, without a shakl v'tariya, without any back and forth. So the Ran points out the weakness in the Rif being this line when it talks about being matmin on Shabbos with the davar sheino Mosef Hevel, that Yatmin Beremetz doesn't fit in that discussion. We already pointed out though that there's a weakness earlier in the Rif, that when the Rif talks about being matmin on Erev Shabbos with the davar Mosef Hevel, he says Gzera Shema Yartiach means not a description of what you're going to do, but a description of what's going to happen. That's a weakness in the Rif, because that's never what Gzera Shema means. Gzera Shema always means it's a Gzera of what you're going to come to do, not a Gzera of what might happen, and we leave unstated what you're actually going to do about what might happen, which is actually the real problem. So that's also l'chora a weakness in the Rif, and let alone the fact that it's like such a far-fetched, so many steps chashash, that it's a chashash if I'm not going to do Ramosa, I'm going to get too hot, and then when it gets too hot, it's going to cool down, I'm going to take it off, and then it's going to get too cold, and then when it gets too cold, I'm going to heat it up again. That that's a lot of steps of what to be concerned about. So the Rif is very, very difficult. The other reason the Rif is difficult, the way at least that the Rif is understood by the Ran, is that when the Gemara, when the Gemara spoke about, according to the Girsas HaRif, when the Gemara spoke about doing Hatmana on Erev Shabbos with the Davar HaMosef Hevel, right? So what did the Gemara say? Shami Yartiach, you can't do it because it might get too hot and then it'll cool down. What was the Gemara's follow-up question? So then what about Bein HaShemashos? What do you mean, what about Bein HaShemashos? L'chor, if I'm not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos, I'm also not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel on Bein HaShemashos. So the way the Ran explains the Rif is that no, Bein HaShemashos is going to be mutter. That I'm not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos, I'm certainly not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos, but if you hit that sweet spot of Bein HaShemashos, there you go. Then you can be Matmin B'davar HaMosef Hevel. Why am I allowed to be matmin davar mosef hevel bein hashmashos? Because it's not going to have time to cool down enough. That will then motivate me to want to heat it up again. That's why there's a svar to be matmin bein hashmashos. And that's what the Ram says, that's what the Rif says. So says the Rif, that's insanity, that you're going to be more makel with hatmana as the day gets later in the day, when you get closer to Shabbos, when you're bein hashmashos, than you would be earlier in the day? That sounds insane. Also, it just occurred to me, maybe I'm missing something over here, but what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that let it be mutter during Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara is working with the assumption that you're not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos at all, right? Why? Because doing Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos is going to be some sort of violation of Havara, some sort of violation of Bishul or something. So Bein HaShemashos is a Havamina that that's going to be mutter? When are you talking about B'davar She'eino Mosef Hevel, where I'm not actually directly dealing with heat, and I'm not actually violating anything right now, it's only what I might come to do. So that's what the Mishnah says in Bava Madlikin, that you're allowed to do Atmana, when it's Bein HaShemashos. But when you're actually doing something with the Atmana itself, so it's very difficult to entertain a Havamina, that we're going to allow you to do what might be akin to Havara or Bishul, during Bein HaShemashos.
Plus, I think that when he's saying that you'll recover when it gets too cold, that's an act of Hatmana, which is also to something else. And not that itself is...
Right, so that's what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos over here writes that the whole Isser of lest you come to be Matmin right, is itself a gzeira, lest you come to be mavi. And he says, I gzeira le gzeira, right? So the Rambam is paraphrased in the Dirshim Mishaburz, they quote the Rambam Pirshim Mishnayis, Aval Pishi gzeira le gzeira, Shema Yatman Bever, Shema Yechate, Vein Gozu gzeira le gzeira, Kibat Shashtea gzeiros nikvu b'shas achas, Heinuchsov gzeira achas. That since the two gzeiros were simultaneous, it's considered like one gzeira, that the Chum saw that in Shalot Towil, ha gzeira arishona below gzeira no sefes, should the chazik osa, that, you know, iloha, lo kaimaha, that if you're on the second gzeira, then the first gzeira is not going to work either. Okay, so at the end of the day, what seems to be, if you look at the Beis Yosef, is that the Shitas Harif, even though it's Shitas Harif and Rambam, which normally the Mechaber is very loyal to, Shitas Harif and Rambam, but the Shitas Harif and Rambam is based on the Girsa. It's a Girsa that we don't have, and it's a very difficult Girsa. It's a difficult Girsa for the reasons that the Ran pointed out, that you're going to make Erev Shabbat, you're going to make Ben HaShemashos more Chamer than earlier in the day on Erev Shabbos. That's very strange. The whole gear, and you're going to assume remetz means the davar she'eino mosif hevel. There are too many problems with this girsa, and for that reason, it sounds from the Beis Yosef that we reject the girsa of the Rif, and we're going to assume like the girsa that we have in our Gemara, which is Shitas Rashi. And what Rashi says is that I'm nervous that if you do hatmana b'davar she'eino mosif hevel on Shabbos, you're going to come to be mevashel. If you do hatmana b'davar on mosif hevel on erev Shabbos, you're going to come shemi yichata. Whatever yichata means, whether it's going to be a violation of bishul, a violation of avara, but it's going to be shema yichata. So that's what we assume. Now it is interesting though that shema yichata b'chalim is our maskana, at least in terms of davar hamosif hevel on erev Shabbos, that's the ultimate concern. Now that is not so surprising because the only other thing we know of that's asur to do on erev Shabbos is also gzeira of shema yichata b'chalim. What's the only other thing that's asur to do on erev Shabbos related to bishul? Shehiya, and she is also gzeira shema yichata b'chalim. So it's interesting to start working on comparisons between Shehiya and Hatmana. Are whatever limitations there are on Shehiya, do you have those same limitations on Hatmana? For example, what's the big limitation on Shehiya? We have Machlokes Chananya and Rabbanan, right? Once something is Mevushal Kamach Ben Shlai, according to Chananya, all bets are off, no problem with Shehiya anymore. Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, according to Rabbanan, no problem with Shehiya anymore. Would you say the same by Hatmana? That by Hatmana, once, according to Chananya, it's Mevushal Kamach Ben Shlai, that there's no problem with Hatmana, then you can do Hatmana, or that once something is Mevushal Kol Tzarcho according to Rabbanan, there's no problem with Hatmana, that would be a humongous chiddush. That would be a humongous chiddush to say such a thing. Why would that be a humongous chiddush to say such a thing? What is Hatmana? In what context does one normally do Hatmana? Well, so the Aruch HaShulchan spells it out nicely, the context within which one does Hatmana, and he just writes, it's mevurin. We shown him this way. It's clearly the way, the context that one does hatmana. Says Yoruch HaShulchan in Sif Aleph of Yer, Inyan hatmana hu sheyesh she'achar sheyishu al akiro atanu es hakederos not al hakederim misham v'itminu aso bedvarim v'masif mevel chazik choman o'inu masif mevel rak la'aminus choman v'loma osin kein mishum dal pi rov hatmana hi l'tzaruch machar mishum t'choshin she'tamun ala kira. Meaning, when you take something off the stove, that's when you do Hatmana. It's already fully cooked. The stove is for cooking. You take something off the stove and you want to make sure that it stays warm for whenever you're going to need it. You're going to need it for later. That's when you most likely do Hatmana. You have soup cooking on the stove going into Shabbos. Right before Shabbos, you don't want to keep your stove on the whole Shabbos. So you're not going to do Shehi, or you're not going to leave it on the stove. So right before Shabbos, you shut off the stove. And what do? You want the soup to be hot for the meal, even if a woman wants the soup to be hot for the meal, even if her husband's the rabbi and he's got to shake a million hands after davening, and he's not going to get home till 20 minutes later, 20 minutes after davening's over, a half hour after davening's over, she still wants soup to be hot. So what's she likely to do? She'll be matvin. She'll wrap it in a towel or something. She'll be matvin on Erev Shabbos. That's a context within which a person does hatmana. So hatmana is, the lechora, only what normally in a typical situation when something is finished cooking. You're finished cooking, so then you do atmana because now it's cooked, and now you just need to maintain or be most of heaven, make sure that it gets a little bit hotter. No, the same gzeira. Shem yichat v'gachalav. Well, no. Meaning, if you two different things. Meaning, if you assume like Rashi, so shem yichat v'gachalav. The Gemara says shem yichat v'gachalav by hatmana on erev Shabbos, right? So it's exactly the same, right? So it seems very similar to Shia. Yeah, meaning we have to figure out all the Shem Yichat V'Kacham things. Are they subject to the same? What? No, meaning we have to, the rules are clearly different for all three. That's exactly what I'm trying to highlight. But why? Meaning the concern is, so we discussed the relationship between Achzara and Shehiya, and why Achzara is a bigger Shem Yichat than Shehiya is, and therefore needed more rules, right? But is Hatmana also a bigger Shamiyachata? And therefore it needs its own rules and is not going to have the kulas? Or do you say that, yeah, some of the kulas that you have for Shehiya, you'll have for Hatmana also? So we have to look at Rishonim and see how they approach it. And we'll see that there are some differences in Rishonim as far as that approach. Yeah. You'll need according to Rashi, that stuff when it's not well. The gezeira is you might find that it's not fully cooked. Shabba levash al gezeira shlobush lekal tzarcha. That at night, right? Typically, right. Meaning because you still want to cook it, right? But davar most of Havel, right? Rashi said that it's where you want to cook it, which is also a chiddush. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara just said shem yichad v'gachalim. Rashi added a whole story. You can be mechad v'chalim not just for heat, and it's not just an issue of havara, but it's going to be mechad v'chalim because you can see it's not cooked enough, and you're going to want to cook it further. Yeah, in a chinam. But the simple, normally when you want to cook something, you cook it. When you want to be matmin, you're trying to maintain or make sure that it stays hot. So okay, so what exactly are the is the relationship between shehiya and Hatman. So there's an important Tosos, a Mem Zainam Beis, at the beginning of Perek Bamet Tomim. Let's take a quick look at Tosos in the Mem Zainam Beis, at the bottom of the page, in the beginning of Bamet Tomim. So what does it say? So the Mishnah says, Bamet Tomim, Ein Tomim, Ein Tomim, Lo Begevus, Lo Bezevel, Lo Melech, Lo Besid, Lo Bechol, Vein Lachem, Vein Yveshin. This is talking about that you're not allowed to be do Hatman, but Dover HaMosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos, and it gives a list of things that are Dover HaMosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos. Says Tosus, Pirusha Rav Rabbeinu Yosef B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, who's Rabbeinu Shmuel? Rashbam. Demairi B'Bashil V'lo Bashil. Aval Kedei R'chaisa U'Bashil Sharin Imperakama. Well, so right away, what does Rashbam tell you? There's a heter called Kedei R'chaisa, and heter Kedei R'chaisa works for Hatmana. The heter of Kedei R'chaisa works for Hatmana. We know the heter of Kedei R'chaisa. Where does the heter of Kedei R'chaisa work for? Shehiya. And right away, Rashbam says, yeah, it works for Hatmana. Why is that mistaver that it would work for Hatmana? Because it's the same chashash. I mean, yichad v'chalim. So if the whole purpose of the Kedei R'chaisa is that I'm only going to need it for the next day, so I'm not going to be yichad v'chalim because I don't need it. It's going to be hot enough anyway to cook by the next morning. It may not be hot enough to cook by tonight, but it'll be hot enough to cook till by the next morning. Ve'inyo l'rabin etam. To yisal lukum asis v'stam kedei v'shem v'shom b'in ha-shmashos. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. It sounds like we're talking about all pots, even that which is cooked by Nishmashos. V'od, demistama erimasis, and dumi demasis dekira, demarib bashkim machum and jusai. That the stam Mishnah, we assume, is talking about something that's cooked to the point of machum and jusai. V'nir l'rabbein etam, sheishel chalik bein hashal la'atman. Says, no, there's a different level of concern between Shehiya and Hatman. Meaning, I get that they're both about Shami Yichat v'chalim, but there's a totally different level of concern of how likely are you to be mechata b'kachalim. Divadai lahashus mutrik shumachul medrusai she'in chitui ma'at mo'ilo shari megulu hu v'shal be'avira. Aval hatmana she'osin l'tzark machar v'mutman v'yeshlach v'shema yichata she'ma'at chitui mo'ilo litvus chomo because of that, we called over our most powerful gzeira shemiyatim brem ziyachata. Wow, so says Rabbi Natam that there's a big chilik between Shia and Atmana. When it comes to Shia, as long as it's Kamach Mitzvah, you don't have to worry about Shem Yechad B'Chal. Why? Because it's not going to help you any. If it's already Machal Medrusai, I'm willing to be Mekil, because what am I going to do? The thing is not fully insulated, it's not fully covered. So what? A little stoking of the coals, so you'll have a little flare of fire, and then it will go die down, and that heat will just disappear, and then nothing's going to happen anyway. It's not going to help you any. Shein chitimat moilo, because it's megula, it's exposed. So the air, the atmosphere, will just swallow up that heat immediately. That little bit of heat that you're going to get by stoking the coal is going to be gone in a second. It's not going to accomplish anything. But hatmana, where you're saving the food for tomorrow, and it's mutman, and it's fully insulated, you add a little bit of heat into something that's fully insulated, that's going to make an impact. And especially so, long-term impact. So then you have to worry that the person is going to be more motivated to be mechata. So that's what Rabbi Natam says, that yes, they're both because Shem Yechad V'Chol, both Hatzman V'Dover Moshe V'Vel and Erev Shabbos, and the Shihi are both Shem Yechad V'Cholim, but the concern of Shem Yechad V'Cholim is a much greater concern when it comes to Atmana than when it comes to Shia, as opposed to the Rishbam, where the Rishbam says, no, it's about the same, and therefore you have a heter of Kederu Chaisa B'Shia, you should have a heter of Kederu Chaisa B'Atmana.
According to the Svara of Rabbi Natam, why is it usher to be a Masha, a Kedera that's less than Mach of Andrusa? I'm not going to accomplish anything if I'm a Chata anyway, and it's farther away from being fully that. Like, I don't get.
Now, I guess, meaning you have to measure the person's motivation. So I guess when something's edible already, so, what's the toilet? You make it a little more edible, but it's not going to be...
But
when something's not edible, I feel much more of a pressure. Now, whether practically it's going to help me or not, I hope it helps me, because I need this to become edible. So I'm going to be mechata. Maybe I'll be mechata a lot, maybe not just a little bit. But
could have argued the opposite.
I think there are Rishonim. We didn't have a chance to look today because I was just having so much trouble figuring out Rashi. But I think there are Rishonim that say the opposite. I think there are Rishonim that say that, not unless I'm not getting what you mean by the opposite, that when it comes to, what do they say? That when it comes to Shehiya, we're less concerned that you're going to be Mechata because it will have a, because it's already so ready, it's already there, as opposed to when it comes to Atmana, not that Atmana is going to have a bigger impact, but that Atmana needs more, that Atmana is lacking more, and therefore you're going to come to be Mechata. So I think there are Rishonim that say the opposite, I don't know, maybe a rush or something.
I don't understand this rhyme. Don't we say that the Kula of Kedera Chaisa is that there is the only case where people are warm up? But if it's partially closed, then it's
by Shehiya. Yeah, but he's saying the Svara that Tosis is suggesting is that, what's Yechat V'Chom going to do for you already? On something that's Machal Min Shusayim. If it's not going to do anything for you on something that's Machal Min Shusayim, what's it going to do for you on something that's not Machal Min Shusayim? Right, so that was my answer to it.
Right.
Let's weiter in this comparison between Shia and Mana. So you have, number one, you have the Rashbam, where the Rashbam says Shia and Atman are the same, in the sense that once the food when you have Kedera Chaisa, it's not a problem. L'chora, does he say explicitly by Machal Mitzvah also? Yeah, Machal Mitzvah also, right? No, that's Rabbi Natan's rejection. Rabbi Natan's rejection of Rashbam assumes he's assuming that way. But l'chora, if Rashbam is going to say that Hatmana doesn't apply to a Kedera Chaisa, l'chora Rashbam would also say Hatmana doesn't apply to something that's Machal Ben Drusai, because Shia doesn't apply to something that's Machal Ben Drusai. So the same types of food that are subject to Shia are going to be subject to Hatmana. And Rabbi Natan says, that can't be, it's not true, they're totally different, they have different concerns. So those are the differences. Then there's another critical point to bring up over here. The Gemara on Lamed Chesed Aleph talks about Maisa Shabbos when it comes to Shehiyah. So the Gemara suggests that there was a chilik between that which is done b'shogeg and that which is done b'mezid. The Gemara says initially that's the rule that they made, that when it was done b'shogeg, it might Shabbos done b'shogeg, a shihiyah done b'shogeg is going to be mutter, but done b'mezid is going to be a problem. Then the Gemara says, then people started faking it. They were doing it b'mezid and pretending they were doing it b'shogeg. So Chazal said, okay, shogeg is going to be asur also. So Gemara then says, avar b'shahamai. And what if a person violated Shehiyah, then what's going to be the din? Can you eat the food that Shehiyah was done on? And the Gemara just leaves that unresolved. But it's not exactly clear what the Gemara's question was of Rishamai. We just went through it. We just went through saying, no. It's Asur was done to Mezid. And it was done to Shogeg originally, it was Mutter. And then we made it Asur because people were faking it. So you mean Avar Vishamai? So the Rif explains that the Gemara is talking about a totally different Shaila. That what if you have food that's mavushal called tzarcho, and there was a shihiyah b'shogig done with it? Are you allowed to eat food where you did, that was already mavushal called tzarcho, where you then did shihiyah? So since shihiyah is such a low level of sidrabanan, we're makel b'diavad, that it's going to be mutter, which is l'chora not a chiddush at all. Of course, if it's mavushal called tzarcho, we're going to be makel when it comes to shihiyah. The Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel talks about hachzara b'shogig. And says that b'diavad it's asur because achzara is more chamur. So even though it was b'shogeg and it was in a special called tzarcho, they were machmir b'diavad. But when it comes to shihiyah, we're going to be makel when it was something that was mufushal called tzarcho. Now, when it comes to hatmana, what about when it comes to hatmana? If someone is avar v'hitmin mai, so the Ramah in over here in Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Zayin has a machlokas about avar v'hitmin. Is it going to be asur b'diavad or not? So what's the nekuda samachlokas, whether it's going to be asur b'diavad if it was avar v'hitmin? So the Gra over here in Reish Nun Zayin says, yeah, it's this exact machlokas. Does hatmana match shihiyah, or is hatmana more chamer than shihiyah? If hatmana matches shihiyah, then avar v'shaha, avar v'hitmin, should be mutter meyikra din. If it was something that's mevushal kol tzarcho, just like if you do shihiyah on something that's mevushal kol tzarcho, it's mutter. But if hatmana matches achzara, so avar v'hichzir is going to be aser. So you're going to say that that hatmana would also be aser. So the two deus that the Ramah quotes, if avar v'hitmin, whether that's going to be a violation, when you're avar v'hitmin, whether that's going to be aser b'diavad or not, those two deus reflect these two possibilities, that Atmana mirrors Shehiyah, or that Atmana is way more chamer than Shehiyah and does not mirror Shehiyah at all. The Ramah is machmer in that Shaila and says that you should assume Atmana is more chamer, and you shouldn't eat the food that was avar v'hitmin, even if it was mufushal called tzarcho. Mitzdamik v'ralo, maybe you could be mekel. So to just basically summarize the issue of avar v'hitmin in halacha. So again, just to chazro, whenever you have shaylov avar ve, you know, a person violated the avera and then he did, you always have to say, well, okay, ma'aser Shabbos. We learned shin yud ches. We have to go back to the basic klolim of ma'aser Shabbos and see if this fits the basic klolim of ma'aser Shabbos or not. So in the beginning of shin yud ches, we said if someone's mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, so it's usher until after Shabbos, right? If a person mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, whatever he produced is usher until after Shabbos. And the Shvur writes that b'makom tzarech, you can rely on the Shitas Agra, which is the Shitas Rabbi Meir, the Gra Paskins like Shitas Rabbi Meir, that if it was done b'shogeg, then everyone is allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. As long as it's done b'shogeg, then my Shabbos is going to be mutter. But we also learned in Reish Nun Gimel that when it comes to Shehiyah, Chazal, when it comes to Achzara, Chazal were more machmir, they asked for the food even if it was done b'shogeg. So Shulchan Aruch over here in Sif Aleph Paskins, based on the Ramban, that if the ramifications of accidentally violating Shia, not here, in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, that the ramifications of accidentally violating Shia also apply to accidentally being matmin something. So if someone was matmin b'isser, the food is asr even if it was done b'shogeg. But the Shulchan Aruch says, that's only if the food was enhanced in some way. meaning if the food was hot and was fully cooked before Shabbos, and then you were matmin b'davar amosef hevel, the food is still going to be mutter, even if you're matmin b'mezid, because you didn't do anything to the food. You didn't enhance the food in any way. You just maintained the food. Or if you were matmin hot food on Shabbos with the davar she'eno mosef hevel, the food is going to be mutter, because it didn't enhance the food in any way. It maintained the current temperature. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sivkat and Ches. But if you did atmana in a way that actually improved the food, atmana that was akin to bishul, atmana that actually made an impact on the food, even if there was no actual bishul, because you were matmin bedavra mosef hevel, you know, cooked food or something like that, fully cooked food, then the food is going to be asr until Motzei Shabbos, because you're impacting the food, then it's going to be us until Motzei Shabbos. So again, Shulchan Aruch paskins that hatmana, even though normally we could rely b'makom atzorich on the shita sagra, that hatmana that a ma'aseh Shabbos that was done b'shogeg is going to be mutter, and then you're allowed to benefit from it even on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Rama tells us rather, that when it comes to hatmana, if it impacts the food, it's going to be aser. But if it doesn't impact the food, then it's going to be mutter. The mechaber. The mechaber tells us if it impacts the food, it's going to be aser. If it doesn't impact the food, it's going to be mutter, even though you did atmana b'mezid. If it doesn't impact the food, it's going to be mutter. Meaning, meaning it kept the status quo rather than actively change the food in some way. Then the Ramah is even more makel than the Shulchan Aruch and says that in certain cases, even if the atmana enhanced the food, it's still going to be mutter. If there's an opinion that's makel, you're allowed to rely on that opinion to be matter the food, because the whole thing is only an issur mitrabban. So just to give a clear example of this discussion, Shulchan Aruch Zion says that atmana is aser even if the food is fully cooked. Right? That's one of the unique things about atmana, that unlike shehiyah, once it's fully cooked, it's still aser to do atmana. But the Ramah says, well, wait a second. There are some poskim that will tell you, no, shehi and atman are both because of shamichata, and therefore the dinim should be the same, that specifically for atmana on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, if the food is fully cooked from before Shabbos, or if it's a keder chaisa, right, like we saw the Rashbam holds, just like there's no isra shehi, there's also no isra atmana, even if the food was enhanced on account of the atmana. So the Ramah therefore says that those who have a minhag to rely on that can rely on that, but other people shouldn't rely on that. I mean, those who want to rely on the Rashbam can rely on the Rashbam, other people shouldn't rely on the Rashbam. But in Sif Aleph, the Ramah relies on these opinions and he allows benefiting from insulated food if the food was fully cooked from before Shabbos, even if it was mutman b'dav Ramah's vevel. I mean, what the Ramah is telling me is, there is a machlokas. Does hatmana apply to something that's mevushal called tzarcho or not? Does atmana apply to keder chayis or not? Right, that's the machlokes Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam Mem Zayinam Beis. The Ramah says we need to be machmir. You have people that have a tradition to be makel. Let them be makel. That's fine. But we need to be machmir about that issue. But that very same Ramah in Sif Aleph tells you, and if someone did it, mutter. Someone did it, it's going to be mutter. Why if someone did it, it's going to be mutter? I thought we're machmir about this. So the Ramah tells me that as long as there's any shita that's makel, then as far as the Ma'aseh Shabbos is concerned, you can rely on that shita. Another important example of the kula of the Ramah is where you're matmin food for the next day, right? So the Ramah paskins that the food is mutter to eat. Why? Because there is a shita in shehiya that if the food is intended not for the Friday night meal, but the food is intended for the Shabbos lunch meal, that it's going to be mutter, right? That's the shita of Mordechai it is. I forgot already. I don't know my Mishaburi. But that's the quotes in Sif Aleph, right? The shita that whenever you need the food for the next day's meal, so then Hatman is going to be mutter. Hatman is not going to be yasir. So, because there's no chashash chitui for the next day's meal, because similar to a keder chayse type of svara. So by Hatmana, if the food was mutman for tomorrow, even though we don't paskin that way, and we wouldn't do it, but the food is going to be mutter. We don't paskin like the shita that says that hatmana for the day's meal is okay, but you're allowed to be somech not to asa the food. Not abundantly clear what the Shulchan Aruch would hold if you're matman for the next day's meal. He doesn't discuss the case directly, but the Ramah discusses the case directly. Yeah.
Isn't that just part of that?
The general rules of Ma'aseh Shabbos.
No, part of the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rashbam for two reasons, as you mentioned. The second reason is because Shehiyah is fundamentally about tonight and how holding that if it's for tomorrow, it would be okay.
It's the opposite,
Shia,
right?
Like,
oh, because Rabbeinu Tam said that Hatzman is about tomorrow, so Rashbam would say no, Hatzman is not about tomorrow.
Said,
or the Rashbam might say Hatzman is about everything.
We said, you know, and if you, we extended that to say
Now, Adrav, the Rashbam makes it sound like Kedei Rechaisa, you're allowed to do Atmana when it's for tomorrow. But
right.
If you have other foods for
and
tomorrow,
it
would be
that,
a problem.
By Shahia, didn't we extend that to say that if you have a Hatzachanah, some food that you're not going to have until tomorrow's going to be
Not La'alacha, we don't assume, we don't pass that way La'alacha, do we? That's even a. No, I mean, it's got to actually be a Kedei Rechaisa. So, but yeah, for sure, would say explicitly that from Makot. I think it's a Mordechai, no, or something like that. Anyone remember? What?
Kolbo.
It's a Kolbo that he's quoting? So the Ramah quotes explicitly Yavri Shalom that said like that. Yeah.
Do contemporary Kapolskim like say that it's so usher like that, like the actual sheet of the Ramah, to the point that we wouldn't be like with Usher Weiss with the opening the bottles, that it's like we can't rely on someone else, you know, even if
no, because the Ramah's Mekel over here. He says that there are legitimate Shittos and Rishonim, so Mela can be Mekel. Opening the bottle is a different story because I think Shonim don't talk about our bottle, so everyone's just trying to interpret what they would say.
I just want to clarify, none of this would apply on Hatzmana on Shabbos because that's Shemir Tia.
None of this would apply if Hatzmana on Shabbos, L'chol, right? Well, this whole comparison seems to be about Hatzmana on Arab Shabbos. So let's say you go to someone's house for lunch and you see that there's a chalent wrapped around, there's a towel wrapped around this chalent pot. So it's Hatzmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel, meaning it's a crackpot, and he wrapped a towel around his crackpot, or let's say crackpot is it, we'll get the crackpot. Let's say it's a chalent pot sitting on the blech, right? Chalent pot sitting on the blech. So if you wrap that in a towel, that's called Hatzmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel. Why is that Hatzmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel? Because there's heat going in from the fire that's under the blech, and it's insulated, it's wrapped in a towel. So bottom line, right? Are you allowed to eat it? You go to someone's house, you see that they have a chalent pot sitting on their hot plate or on their blech, and it's wrapped in tapas. So according to the Mechaber, awesome. Because Shulchan Aruch paskins that any atman b'davar HaMosef Hevel that enhances the food is going to be aser, even if the insulation only makes it with stomach diaphalo, even if it's very visual called tzorcho, it just makes it a little bit better. The Ramah, however, will say that you're allowed to eat the chalent because chalent is for the next day. Chalent is for the daytime meal. We don't paskin that way. We would never say you're allowed to be matzmin for the daytime meal. Yeah, but somebody paskins that way. So mele, if you're an Ashkenazi eating at someone else's house and you notice that problem, you're allowed to eat it. If you're a Sephardi, you may have a problem. There may be room to make over Sephardim also. If it's a crock pot and you hold that, it's not Hatzmana. But again, we'll get to that.
How do you know when they put the towel on the thing?
No, it wouldn't be fine before Shabbos. It's fine with the Ramah's Hevel. Meaning you're saying that according to the Ramah, even according to the Ramah, it's a problem. Maybe they put the towel on. No, because it's a chalen pot. So where do they? You think that? Then you think they're being mevashel probably, because if you think they're taking the chalen pot and putting, no, I think you could assume that they.
Wait, why can't you put it? Put it from the chalen pot onto the hot plate on Shabbos day.
And then wrap it.
That's what I was going to do.
I guess they could have, but I don't know. I don't think
that's not the
stam. I don't think that's the stam. I don't think you assume that that's what they did. So anyway, to make a long story short, all we learned today is the basic sugya where the Gemara asks why Atman is Asr on Arab Shabbos and why Atman is Asr on Shabbos. The Gemara gave two different answers. One was Shemi Yartiach and one was Shemi Yachat Ben Kachalim. But the Rith and Rashi had reversed in terms of which answer answered which question, which led to vastly different interpretations of what exactly the concern of Hatzmana is. But at the end of the day, the Pashup Shad is that the concern of Hatzmana in general is some form of Havara or Bishel, right? That you're going to come to stoke the coals and therefore create more fire or cook something that's not yet fully cooked. Then we discussed, okay, this sounds Shemi Yechad B'Chol Melitz Hatzmana and Erev Shabbos. sounds very much like Shehiya. So how related is it to Shehiya? So we pointed out that seems to be a machlokas between Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, where Rashbam says, oh, Hatman is not going to apply to Kedera Chaisa. Hatman is not going to apply to something that's Kemachal Ben Shusai according to Hananya, because Hatman is the same as Shehiya. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam will say, Hatman has got nothing to do with Shehiya. Hatman is much more chamor than Shehiya, and he has a svara why Hatman is going to be more chamor than Shehiya. That a person stands more to gain by doing, by being Mechatab Kachalim on a Dover HaMutman than he would by something that you just violated Shihi on. So Atman is more chamor, and therefore Atman is going to apply to Gedera Chaisa, and Atman is going to apply when something is Machal Medrusai. But already that you know, led off a signal to us that there is a Risha that holds that once it's Machal Medrusai, there's no Atmana, that if it's a Gedera Chaisa, there's no Atmana. And we also saw there's a Risha that holds that the Rama quotes that there's not going to be Atmana for anything that you need for the next day's meal. So there are Rishonim that hold all that way. Why do I care that there are Rishonim that hold that way? Because the Rama holds that any time Maisa Shabbos was done, and there's a Risha that holds that way, you can rely and be makel and benefit from the Maisa Shabbos. See, even though we're machmir about being nene, even if it was done b'shogeg, we're machmir about being nene from hatmana, but that's only if the hatmana was violated l'chala deos. If a person had the most glata hatmana ever, that he did a hatmana where it's l'chala deos a violation. But if hatmana was violated in a way where it's not l'chala deos, oh, so then you could be makil, so you go to your friend's house and helps you out, unless you're Sephardic, then you're up a creek, because then you don't have that kula of the Ramah that you could rely on, as long as there's some shita that it's mutter. Okay, but from next time, on Wednesday, we'll get into the real Lemaisa stuff, now that we have the basic background. Okay.
It's interesting, I misunderstood that Ramah, I thought that Ramah was super possible.